Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the NXT Dubai preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dudley Boys of What Culture, Michael Havler and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT Dubai. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review NXT Dubai, but also Raw, SmackDown, AW Dynamite, AW Rampage, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a round of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As I said, though, joined by Michael Hanflet and Michael Sidgwick to look ahead to Dubai tonight. How are you feeling about tonight's show?
Nothing. It's one of those where I will have fun over the course of this podcast. I will have perversely entertaining fun watching the show itself. Yet again, I must say, I don't feel anything for this. None of it makes an impression. None of it's good. None of it's must-see. I've got no idea how they think they're going to keep doing this on TV. I've got no idea what the future of WWE... In fact, I've got a very good idea of what the WWE future looks like, okay? Here's what it looks like, goddammit. They are going to continue to do, part-timers in the main event picture from January to April, which is all they care about. May to December is some stuff week to week. If we get desperate, we might give you a little bit of something you like, but we'll execute it horribly anyway, like the Big E title win. If we get kind of desperate, if Dynamite's haunting them demos a little bit, and you know, that was kind of happening, I'll give it to Big E, people like him, and he's got the briefcase. I'm in December. Who cares about him in December? But for now, we'll do this. They will continue to do this, except this is kind of already happening. Brock Lesnar and Goldberg replaced your Undertaker's and your Rocks as part-time talents. They'll always have someone with name value who can just about go. Triple H can't go anymore. The Undertaker can't go anymore. The Rock has been told by his insurers, don't go anymore. But Brock can go. When all of these were kind of going for a while, John Cena was still there. John Cena can now do that role and be just as valuable as Taker and Triple H were in those roles. In about 3 or 4 years' time, Roman Reigns will probably be doing the Cena, Goldberg, Lesnar role now. Becky Lynch could probably do that role as well. And then hopefully, in 10 years' time, if you're Vince McMahon, Bron Breakker in 10 years' time can come back every January to April. And in the meantime, you're just going to have this slot on NXT 2.0 on Raw and SmackDown, thus making it worse. But the fact that you've got like a tribal chief appearance for a quarter of the year, the ship will continue to sail.
I love a lot about this podcast, but one of the things I love so much about this specific one is that the show that is like by far the shallowest of all the WWE broadcast led to such deep existential explosion of thought on WWE's past, present, and future from Sidgwick there, that it could generate something, because it's impossible to generate a thought on the now. All you can do is look at what is theoretically the modus operandi of NXT 2.0, which is the future. And when you look at the future, all you see is that. You see the continuing dystopia of modern-day WWE. And in the meantime, it's like, yeah, but put all that to one side for a second, because tonight there's bright colours and mafia guys. Like, it's this...
obviously the massive tits.
Stupid, superfluous nonsense. But where Sidgwick's point started is where I want mine to end. I look forward to this podcast every week.
This genuinely is my favourite preview podcast, right?
I look forward to the experience of watching NXT 2.0 for all of these reasons. It's fun. It makes the most sense of all WWE shows, this does. This feels like we're talking, as silly as it always sounds, this to me is us conforming to the WWE Universe's rules. I think they're most close to conform to on NXT 2.0 when we're talking absolute daft bollocks.
Yeah, I think we'd always joke about them listening to these podcasts and taking notes, whether it be WWE or AEW, but this feels the closest where they might listen to it and go, that's not a bad idea. And I said, this is my favourite preview to do. You know, Raw and SmackDown, you know, we'll have big moments and we have games and stuff on them. And AEW, yeah, we can just sit here, Sidge, and go, well, this will be a great match. And this will be a great match. And this will be some good booking and some nice long-term stories. Don't they? Get to the games. Get to the games. Well, this is the one that gets straight to the games, straight out of the gate.
Well, we're doing it tomorrow, so don't sell it too short.
I mean, yeah, we can excitedly book MJF and CM Punk, but can I do a funny voice for that? No. So...
this is pretty much how...
all Zygarde's to do is... see, you can do his funny CM Punk voice if you want.
This is pretty much how WWE got to like the all-star WrestleMania era that sort of ruined everything. Is Vince just for years being like, I'm sort of bored of that now. Get to the games, get to the games, get to the games. Get to The Rock, get to Hogan, get to Brock, get to Austin, all that sort of stuff. And then WWE fell off. So that's not entirely...
okay, fair enough. Well, you know, we're number one. What could possibly go wrong? We're number one. Okay. Tonight we do have a war, though, Michael Hamflett. It is Imperium, as we all know, Aichner, Bartel, and Gunther. Simon Mine, Roddy Strong, and the Creed Brothers. This is going to be some big men slap.
It's got a rule, hasn't it? It's got to rule. There's no way that this combination of wrestlers...
we'll talk about rule and Imperium in the same breath.
Yeah, it's, yeah. I mean, you know, like... Gunther's a bit lame now, but the other two Imperium lads are cracking, so
how's this happened?
We've traded up like in terms of Imperium. We used to have one good one, now we've got two. Just don't think about how that swap occurred. So the leader's a bit lame. A bit short, I'm not sure it was. But the other two lads are cracking. Diamond Mine's a weird act, right? Because I wouldn't classify it as this thing that... I love it so much that it brings NXT 2.0 credibility. I love it so much that throughout the week, I cannot wait to see what the Diamond Mine get up to. But it looks like one of those acts. It looks and it feels like one of those acts that you'd be like, stop everything, the Creed Brothers are here. Or, yeah, I know NXT 2.0 is rubbish, but Ivy Niles nails. It's not that, but it looks like that. It just about resembles, it's the pantomime horse of NXT. Is that a horse? No, it's four people in a horse outfit. It looks quite like a horse. Like it's
how many horse outfits are you? It's normally two people in a horse.
That's it. It's a particularly convincing horse. It's got eight fucking legs. Like so on that basis alone, this sort of looks like a dream match. It's not. It's Lamer Imperium versus like not quite good as good Undisputed Era. But it looks like it's gonna rule. And I just feel like elements of this will be so entertaining based on the good bits of a fairly disappointing Roderick Strong-Walter match that I've got like measured high hopes for this.
I love him and I would never want him to come to harm, but is this the night we see Malcolm Bivens get chopped by what up Gunther?
I mean, I hope so. He would love that. He would love a gif. He's the guy is so laser focused on trying to get over on social media. Unfortunately for him, he's got the wrong platform altogether. Stick Stokely Hathaway in AEW and he's completely over. He's a cult hero. He's grafting. I hope for his sake he gets his chest blistered to oblivion by Gunther. The most, because Walter Roderick Strong was 3¾, but who cares? I've seen the full five Walter when he was not Gunther, when, you know, all of this made more sense. I'm most looking for, I don't care who wins or loses. That's ultimately a problem with NXT.
He's a babyface.
I don't know. Like, I've got any idea. I've got no idea who I'm meant to want to win. I've got no idea who is going to win. I don't care who is going to win. I tell you what I do care about, and that is the Creed Brothers being so dumb and so hyped up and such dumb jocks athlete guys that Gunther is going to chop them. They're kind of just going to eat it. They're going to eat those chops and just punch themselves in the face. And then Gunther is just going to just keep on doing it, keep on doing it. The mincemeat's going to appear, and eventually they're going to crumble and fall. What I've done here is I've kind of labored under the misapprehension that the Creed brothers are Tomohiro Ishii. They're not. They probably don't know how to sell as much. There'll probably be some quite bland stuff in this match.
Until Barthel and Aichner bring it to life.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I'd love it if they realised, right, you've got two guys here whose whole thing is they'll slap each other in the ring to get in and out of the ring as tags. They are total dumb jocks. They are just incredibly intense, but in a way that, not the Triple H intensity, the good intensity. There's a bit of a theatre to the intensity. I just want them to just get chopped and chopped and chopped and realise, like, I need my resolve, I need my resolve, I need my adrenaline. And then it just fails them because they're simply getting chopped too hard.
Who wins?
I don't care. I just want to see some mince.
I mean, it would,
Gunther's got a bloody win.
It'd be quite something to change his name to Gunther and then beat him at the first attempt. So, yeah, let's do that. That sounds like Diamond Mine, just for the aggro, just for the pure... Like, the Gunther thing was the first time in ages that NXT 2.0 was in the conversation, wasn't it, in terms of, like, the next day. There's some good content, some good crack off the back of that. So let's have him, like, get pinned. It's nice.
Yeah.
By a Creed brother.
That would be good. Diamond Mind are so weird. I can't recall, beginning to now, what they've done, when it actually happened, how much they've won, how much they've lost. Like, he wrestled Joe Gacy, won that, I think.
They launched in the CWC. Lost 50 members that have been released. It's such a strange lifespan.
Gunther beat Joe Gacy, lost to Hayes, probably won a tag here and there. Diamond Mine are just...
They're not bad, but they're not good.
No. I like everyone in it, but they're not like a strong stable in a storyline or anything daft like that.
Another match advertised for tonight, Siege, is Cora Jade versus Raquel Gonzalez. Cora Jade sort of trying to prove herself to Raquel Gonzalez so they can team up in the Dusty Cup.
All I can foresee in this match is one hell of a goddamn shocked face, and all I can hear in the background is Shawn Michaels. Because Cora Jade is going to roll up Raquel Gonzalez with the idea being
that... you're going to end that sentence with, on a skateboard.
She's going to roll up on a skateboard... Put it down after one scoot. Run around the ring with it under her arm. Work a match with Raquel Gonzalez in which she gets kind of pummeled. Keep fighting back. There's scope here for dreaded acting where Raquel Gonzalez can say things to the effect of, just stay down, I'm beating you, yeah? So just stay down. And then Cora Jade's going to be giving it the old jukes up, and I'm still fighting for this title. And she's going to roll up Gonzalez, and Gonzalez is going to go and like have a shot kick out of her face. I can't believe you beat me. Guess what? You've earned my respect. We're going to have to team up in the Dusty Cup, and that's how the tag team's formed, and I can see from a mile away, and I don't care about any of this.
Different results, same outcome, but I'll tell you how I've got it going down. So they have the same match, only Raquel Gonzalez wins. It's a really gutsy effort on behalf of Cora Jade, and you can see she's earned the respect, but you know, you can only tell because they're telling you in 20-foot high letters with a body language. Otherwise, you just wouldn't know. And anyway, some heels run the ring, I don't care who, and Raquel Gonzalez and Cora Jade send them packing. And that is, again, the visual representation of the mutual respect that has been earned. And Raquel Gonzalez won't say to Cora Jade, all right, let's be a team. But she goes to leave on her bike. And then Cora Jade's about to go, and Raquel looks back and says, nah, come with me.
You like your question mark?
80s films, don't you? Back to the Future thing. Cora Jade hangs on to the back of the bike on the skateboard, and they leave together, and that's the team entrance. She leaves the NXT 2.0 dome with Cora Jade getting a backy, wheeling along behind.
I thought she was just going to get on the back of a motorbike.
What's it called? Genius. Is it called Skitching? Is that the name for it?
I don't know. 36.
Thin air right there, but yeah.
Well, I'll ask you about the next thing, and then we'll Google that. I was 100% in for your booking.
Or it's NXT and they just call it your stupid sketch.
I'm still convinced your booking is correct there, Sidge. You get rolled up.
My favourite thing about the Women's Dusty Cup...
Which means she doesn't have to tag with her, by the way. It's not like winner, you know, if I win, we have to be a tag team. It's just Wow. Well, if you can pull that out in the Dusty Cup, maybe we can go all the way.
All the way in what? Because the Dusty Cup doesn't exist. That I think they might have realised, oh, Christ, yeah. But you know, these walks, they'll be saying you have to do a women's one, and then they'll realise, oh, we've got no tag teams. They don't have any tag teams for this, do they? They haven't even presented an actual
tournament match. They didn't last year, but it sort of worked out anyway. The final was dead good last year.
Yeah, like, we're at the semis of the men's. We haven't even had one women's Dusty Cup match yet, is that correct?
That's right.
It hasn't started yet.
Yeah. Io Shirai hasn't got a partner.
These goddamn liberals that have our asses over the coals if we didn't give them this one. That's Bruce Pritchard in my voice.
Sure, we call the Dustin Cup. No.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Well, whilst I look up what on earth hanging off the back of a thing with a skateboard is, I'll ask you, Michael Hanfler, can Bron Breakker and Tommaso Ciampa coexist?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, yes, of course they can. They've earned each other's respect. We're just doing this shit again. Yes, they can. Again, this is a diamond mine. I'm not sure if I like care about this or not, really.
I don't know.
I've got certain...
It is called Skitchy.
Jesus Christ. Everybody gets one. Like, I've got certain admiration for the idea that they were always going to have... So you have Tommaso Ciampa put over Bron Breakker in a match and then continues that by teaming with him by further nods of respect and all that sort of thing. If I could buy that as being the plan all along, that'd be one thing. Tommaso Ciampa went to main event and dyed his beard. He thought he was in Dutton. And then Vince McMahon hit flush on his wrestler toilet and he swirled all the way back down at 2.0. So it's really hard for me to buy one thing when in reality I'm being sold the other. Like, he really could have been the guy that would forever be the mentor of Bron Breakker, and Bron Breakker would go through these various chapter points in his career and he would always... And Ciampa would suddenly morph into, like, the old guy from the film. It's like,
yes.
What do I do, Tommaso? And it's like... Sweep the floor, Bron. That would be Ciampa's new role. But instead, he's the guy that dyed his beard and just wasn't really fancied on the mat. So he's back here to do more of this. I don't know. I don't know if that'll shine through more than it. When Ciampa lost to Breakker, he wore like 2.0 inspired tights. It was like, I can be the champion of this brand. And then it was shown that he couldn't be. So what can he be here? Other than, hey, that's old man Ciampa. I don't know, it's a hard sell.
That old man Ciampa gives me the creeps. I don't mean to be cruel, right?
Hey, go and knock on old man Ciampa's door. Almost made it to the porch last time.
Starts carrying around a shovel like the fella from Home Alone.
Well, that's it. He's called Old Man Ciampa on this podcast from now on.
He is Old Man Ciampa. Well, my favorite. I don't mean to be cruel, right? I do get the concepts of punching up and punching down, and we should be making jokes about Vince McMahon and not Tommaso Ciampa, because the guy's career is in the balance, and you know, like NXT. I'm not being funny. Like salary wise, if you're in that system for so long, you're not really setting yourself up for your future. Like they're drastically underpaid. These contractors for a long, long time. So, notwithstanding all that, I just think it's so funny how Tommaso Ciampa, given everything I know about him and his look, and he didn't want to dye his beard. He absolutely did not want to dye his beard. It's like, Tyler Cuts, I'm pretty lucky. You're looking at fucking 60 years old. So he's had to dye the beard, and then like a week later, he's like, fuck's Tommaso Ciampa. That's it. He might as well dye grey now.
But it feels like this is, you know, one step on the road to Vengeance Day, of course, where I assume we're getting Santos Escobar versus Bron Breakker.
Shut up, man! You are...
So do you think they beat Legado del Fantasma tonight?
Sorry, just an incidental thing, because no one cares about this. They just want to hear us chat.
And get to the games. We're nearly there.
Have you been watching... Is it This Time with Alan Partridge?
Yeah.
That was called. Mm-hmm. I watched the first season and I really liked it because it's Partridge. He's incapable of doing anything bad. I watched a few episodes of the second and there's still some real boy poppers in there. But my main problem, there's a bit of flanderization happening with Coogan's portrayal of the Alan Partridge character where he's enunciating words in what he perceives to be the Partridge voice, but he's taken it way too far. There's certain bits of cadence and intonations and like whatever where, and just line readings in general, where it's like you're trying too hard to do
a touch on the caricature side rather than just Alan trying to stay young and relevant.
So it's like he's just saying these words funny and it's like, ah, that's a funny way of pronouncing it, but if you measured it out a little bit more it would work. That's what Wilborn's doing now.
Every wrestler in this match just got a rolled R.
This time with Adam Wilborn.
But you think that Bron Breakker and...
Bron Breakker.
And old man Ciampa get the victory.
I do, yes. I would have...
Are they fighting?
It just says Legado del Fantasma. I assume the job is from Legado del Fantasma rather than Santos.
It would have been... I think genuinely, this is why another reason why I think Ciampa has been sort of brought back in, because it didn't work out for him on the main roster. I kind of imagine that Bron would have gone through these on his own. Anyway, they did this with what's
Cross.
His frigging name?
Cross.
That's the guy, him. Yeah, another beloved figure of Vincent McMahon, Karrion Kross. They did that with him, and
Karrion Kross, yes,
and it was totally believable. So yeah, I think it's an easy win for the babyfaces. And like, to be fair, I've kind of missed Bron Breakker just wrestling. It's been a few weeks, and I'm keen to see Bron Breakker wreck some people.
It's not what else I've advertised for the show. We'll get to the games in a second. But do you think this week, you know, we're on the road to Vengeance Day, it's a couple of weeks away. We found out last week that... is the number one contender for Carmelo Hayes's North American Championship. Maybe this week sets up Trick Williams for next week for the go-home show before Vengeance Day?
Possibly. Because of the timing with Vengeance Day. But if you were asking me to find ways to fill time on NXT 2.0, I got two words for you, and they're not Shawn Michaels catchphrases. Tits, 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 ass, 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 tits, tits, ass, ass, tits, tits, ass, ass.
It's the viewership every time Toxic Attraction comes on.
TFW, you're 62 years old and you've just seen Mandy Rose.
Still 2 seconds left on that, by the way, when we stopped it. It's so long.
It's not just Mandy Rose posing by the pool when I say tits. I want more from Idris and Ophi.
Oh, because I forgot about him. Yes,
they were
some
pretty great titties.
But yeah, would you like to see Trick Williams versus Cameron Grimes as a build to the title match?
Why I?
Yeah.
More Trick.
Citric just looked at you as if... Were we talking about those wrestlers ever?
I'd totally lie. This guy got lost.
We have got one final bullet point. But
I love Trick Williams.
I've cleverly looped this in to the games. So I'll save that till the end. So which game would you like to start with? Zeitgeist Heist?
Zeitgeist Heist.
Let's have the Zeitgeist Heist. That is, in case people are unaware, where they crowbar in a reference to something topical, usually on commentary or perhaps somewhere else. We'll find out.
Lashing out with Lash Legend.
Yes.
which is cancelled again.
Not cancelled.
It's been on hiatus for quite a while.
Better not be cancelled because it's my Zeitgeist House.
Mine's rubbish this week. I went on at Google.
It's in the news, sir.
You seen this? Heard about this? apparently, at a American restaurant chain, Golden Corral, a fire broke out. apparently, there's the fat yanks who've just got like really impatient about the queues or something. It's like, I goddamn need my blood sugar increased, yeah. I just love the art. It's the most,
heard about this?
The most American thing to have ever happened. God damn, I ruined my burger. Just had a fight at McMass Brawls erupted in a restaurant because I know the service was slow. I might make this up. Oh, I just was like 5 minutes before showtime. Google trending topics, Golden Corral. God damn it, that's a fire. So Stu Bennett could say, well, it's breaking out like the Golden Corral. I don't know why he's Will Ospreay.
I work in the Imperium.
It's like that Golden, it's like that Golden Corral in here.
When we get them right, they're usually commentary ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
we can't really track the victors of the game because everyone's listening to the commentary.
Yeah, you can't always pick up what the justice says on double speed. Says,
you won Zeitgeist House, did I?
Just in case there was like some kind of horrible socio-economic bent to the Golden Corral. I don't know. Let's find out what's happening. You can.
Have you seen this? You heard about this?
For those that don't live in the UK and wouldn't feel the need to care, they may have missed a story this week. A report was published, a very significant report. Have you seen this? Have you heard about it? I know you can have Will Bond because you bring up every single hour of the game. Telling me that something's going to happen about it. It's not. For those that don't know, the Tories, the governing party, the gross conservative party of the United Kingdom, were having parties in 2020 and probably 2021 when we were all locked down. A disgraceful bending, if not breaking, of the rules. And it's been determined by most of the general public, if not the government and the people that can make changes themselves, that we are in need of a change of power in the United Kingdom. That's the big thing coming out of this report, as does NXT 2.0. I'll tell you another Brit that, should have lost the job long before he did and did, is William Regal. A general manager was never found in William Regal's absence, was it? So I think tonight, NXT 2.0 are going to reveal the findings from the Sue Gray community. And in that report, it's going to be acknowledged that a new general manager is going to be announced on next week. Sure, they love their authority figures. And that general manager is going to be the f***ing Fiend.
Well, sorry. According to boingboing.net.
Reliable news source, good.
Hey, it's verified on Twitter. Buffet brawl erupts after Golden Corral runs out of steak. I wasn't wrong. Literally, oh my God. Oh my God. How's my ribeye? How's my ribeye?
I want my T-bone steak.
At my porterhouse, you hear? I do declare that was my porterhouse.
Old man Peppercorn gives me the creeps.
So as you said, there hasn't been any Lash Legend on this show for a while.
No. Just like getting reps on 205 Live.
Yeah. You seen this? You heard about this? Joe Rogan was very nearly taken off Spotify for spreading misinformation. So I think this week is the return, because it's bloody now else advertised. The return of Lash Legend. Who's
good
on
job that'll never happen to us, by the way.
Yes. who's on Lash Legend? Who cares? But she's going to do some absolutely cracking patter, as always. including where she says the reason she was taken down was the reason why she hasn't been on the show is because she's been accused of spreading misinformation, just like Joe Rogan. She'll go, honey, you want to get truths around here? And that's my psycho.
Jesus Christ.
Anything for that clap, clap, snap.
Yeah. Do you want my Where's Wendy for this week?
Yes, I do.
I'm hoping it's a continuation of a theme we saw last week. Mm-hmm. And it just gives me an excuse to do the voice as well.
Yep.
More stuff with Tiffany Stratton, please.
Yeah.
Tiffany Stratton, she's not in action this week because she lost last week. But she's been doing some training. But, you know, time to go home. During the show, obviously. We'll see her leaving the CWC, what's bloody called nowadays. Though the NXT 2.0, and that was it. Someone sent it to us. And she's on her phone. She's on her phone. Guess she's on her phone too, Sige.
Daddy.
She's going like, oh, daddy, I had a terrible day in the training. My ache all over. And she opens, she doesn't open the door. Obviously, she's rich, so the chauffeur opens the door to a limo. Who's bloody asleep in there? Then Wendy Chen. She's going to go, oh, daddy, it was time in my limo. And guess what? She has spilled coffee all over the ship's rug. Oh, God. That's my Where's Wendy for this week.
I love the details. Mine's the same.
You want details, you wait till the predictor.
Mine's the same angle. Can I jump in there? Yeah. Is that all right? It's Tiffany Stratton as well.
Yes.
Off the back of the embarrassment of the defeat from last week, she's going to set about, she's paid a production company, or, you know, daddy has, paid a production company to make a new set of vignettes, similar to the ones where she's playing tennis, where she's, was it gymnastics she was doing?
Yeah.
All those things that she's obviously the best at, just to make herself feel better, but she's insisted that it be broadcast in 2.0. She had nothing to do with the editing, implication being that she's a lazy, no good, like money grabbing daughter of this fictional dad character. And Wendy Chu's asleep in absolutely all of the shots. She was just on set all day. So she's like this really like amazing 4K super HD shot of her doing one of them. You know, the long run ups in the gymnastics where it's the floor exercises.
Oh,
flip,
yeah.
Flip, 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 flip. And then just Wendy Chu's asleep in the corner and she gets the end and she can't finish it. Or she goes to return a shot and then on the other side of the court, it's just Wendy Chu asleep. It's every single one, she's just in there. Oh, frigging, I should have checked in the edit.
Great.
Mine's not so good. Where's Wendy? Well, last week, a bit of LTST is going to develop here. Last week or the week before, it happened, I think. I don't really know. After a loss, Josh Briggs and Brooks Jensen were backstage.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, oh, God. Goddamn last again. And then Caden Carter and Casey Catanzaro like, who gives a toss about that? We're here to party! It's like you're a combat athlete. Start taking your job more seriously. You might start achieving more of your goals. You might start getting some accomplishments, but now they just want to hold down.
To be fair, they were also saying, who gives a toss about that? We're here to party 18 months ago when they were meant to be on lockdown. So, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
I have said for a long time, I should just let the wrestlers be themselves. They're doing it.
Yeah.
They are doing it. So anyway, as we know, Brooks Jensen was like, yeah, he's stumbling over his words. Yeah. And, he hasn't got the way with words. He's not like the very best with the ladies. And Wendy Chu was like, he likes you. And he's like, oh, I don't like you. Well, I do like you, but, you know, I'm not in that way. But, you know, maybe after a few drinks, it's like, right, okay. Calm down, partner. And then they all went for a drink. Whatever. Fuck
this. The Golden Corral.
I think, you know, some feelings have developed over the last week. Do you know it's different? Because, you know, nothing happens to these people. In the 6 days, the 7 days, it goes beep, and then they get turned back on again. But now they're sort of getting turned on. Brooks Jensen's about to seal the deal.
Oh.
With Caden Carter. So he's they've had a few drinks, got a bit tipsy, inhibitions are starting to slide. And then back in the motel room, peel back the covers. He's about he's about to have it off. And Wendy Chu's in the motel room bed asleep. And Caden Carter. Because, you know, the whole point of Will They, Won't They is that it's a series of romantic misunderstandings happen to prevent the thing that you want to happen. So Caden Carter's like, ah, so you're going to go out with her instead of me? He's like, I don't know, she just falls asleep wherever. And then she got a likely story. And then he said, well, it's Bruce Prichard writing this. So Wendy Chu goes, and then just leaves. And then, like, Josh Briggs. It's like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. You were so close to getting shagged. And then Brooks Jensen's going to go, yeah, man, it's going to have to be my meat now. Not your meat. My meat. I'm not gay or nothing. Because they're very homophobic.
Yeah, gay panic in there. Lovely stuff. Finally, normally is the Tony D'Angelo brick door. But I thought I'd include this as one of the bullet points because, man.
Well, can we do ours first? Because you're setting this up.
Yeah.
Right,
what's next with Tony D'Angelo and... Well, actually, I can summarise what you think about what's next with Tony D'Angelo and Pete Dunne. I don't care.
I don't care about this rivalry. I've just put... Whack? Because
you've just written the word whack.
I've written the word whack because I've been going to like Capo.
We're going to press the button again.
Capo, Cosa Nostra. I've made it down to see lots of times on my Wikipedia list of mafia glossary.
Yeah.
So I decided I'll just start from the Z.
Yeah, oh, bottom up.
Descending. And I made it to W. You know, you try like, you could spin it as though you tried to whack me last week. Eh? Because, you know.
noise.
like Brooks and Jensen.
Because, yeah, you came with a cricket bat.
Oh. cricket bat.
Cricket bat. I probably should have done something cricket related. I forgot about the cricket bat. But I just walked back. And then whack. And then, frankly, I put more thought into the Golden Corral bit.
When you said whack, I thought
Golden Corral stuff.
I thought you meant like walk. They were just going to have a long walk. Walk with me, Peter.
On the pier.
I should meet some of my family.
Except for the Tony D'Angelo predictor.
I have also lost interest in this. Every element of this.
From the week to the promo.
Sleeping with the Fishes match. Boat in the middle of shark-infested waters, first one to get thrown off the boat, loses, and is never seen again on NXT 2.0 because I'm fucking sick of the pair of them.
I like it.
I like a sleeping with the fishes match. That's a great idea. So I've written a little promo here that they are free to use. Or Tony is free to use, I should say. There's no Petey Pappin's appearance this week. But there's Tony, and obviously, like you say, he got twatted on the hand with a bat. Last week in his match against Gibby Gabs. Tony D'Angelo, he's, I don't know, by the fucking docks or whatever, wherever he is. He's got his handle. He's maybe not necessarily in a cast, but certainly taped up. And he goes,
he's a character now. he's just in the end zone.
He goes, okay. He said, right, let me get into this. Tony D'Angelo, he says, I had to go and see a quack because of this, huh? I had to go and see a quack to fix my busted little piggies, huh? This little piggy got broke, huh? This little piggy got bruised, huh? This little piggy, he ain't seen none, okay? And this little piggy, he had roast beef. But this little piggy vowed, just like Uncle Tony, to get vengeance for all the little piggies that Petey Poppins hurt. You better watch your back, you bat-waving, backstabbing little British bitch. And then he says, and I'm going to make you forget about it! There you go.
Little piggy got broked.
Broked, bruised.
All right, as well. I know the character inside and out.
You know it better than they ever will.
Well, let us know your thoughts ahead
this
of...
This little piggy went to NXT UK and destroyed the whole goddamn Brit wrestling.
Ian Botham, you bat-waving bitch.
Just inside some hanging goddamn head in shame, huh?
Well, let us know your thoughts ahead of NXT Dupa-O on Twitter at WhatCulture.
Hey, that's old man Smallman.
WhatCulture WWE Watch, they can follow all three of us. You can follow Michael Hamflet at...
Michael Hamflet.
Follow Michael Sidgwick at...
M. Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE, as I said. Make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. The Raw review is available right now, and our review of this show will be out tomorrow, of course. But for now, this has been the NXT preview. My thanks to the Dudley Boys. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.